This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The answer, hello down there, Sarasota South. Appreciate you guys and gals down there broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our men and women out there doing the thing across the borders, across the country, and delivering, coming into the hurricane zone down below us, or Hurricane Ian as well. Now, to the bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, thanks very much for what you're doing. Suicide jockeys out there hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel, and all our Amazon people too, the warehouse folks and the truck drivers out there. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, that's Donald Trump's social website, and we're on Twitter. Find us over there, Captain's America, Captain with an S on the end of it, America, all one word, lowercase. And our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go over there, take a look at all the things we have to offer, including a link to UndergroundUSA.com, where you can go and read the latest articles that Frank Salvato puts out and listen to his podcast, too. And good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, I got to talk about the great hurricane response down there in Charlotte and Lee and Collier counties, Sarasota counties, the inland counties as well. But in particular, the big question that Lee County has got going on right now is, where's my boat? Because, you see, people are finding them scattered all over the place after the storm, in trees, on roofs, in ditches, on front yards, on top of houses, on top of other boats, except where they left them tied up and moored to a dock. Now, the more than 1 million boats in Florida, Lee County has more than 50,000 registered vessels behind only Pinellas and Miami-Dade counties. Now, Southwest Florida Marine Salvage owner Kenneth Farmer says there is a common pattern in many neighborhoods. They weren't tied down properly, and many floated into people's yards as well as elsewhere where they shouldn't have been. Now, he said the work they do is dangerous. The water's not safe to be in. Most boat owners don't have the tools, skills, or ability to salvage a larger boat on their own, and they're begging for cranes to get down there and pick the boats up off of wherever they're at and load them onto trucks and take them back and put them back where they came from. Now, boat owners are advised to contact their insurance agent before getting a towed or repaired to make sure that it's going to be paid for. How about that?
Oh, yeah. This is, you know, you got to have your ducks in a row when something like this is about to hit. That's includes being prepared.
If you don't know how to secure your boat, then you get your boat out.
Mm-hmm.
You move it north, or you move it south, or you move it west, or you move it east.
Or you take it inland and up one of the rivers.
Yeah, you get it out of the way of places where it could be sunk or flung into a tree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is all about that pre-plan that we've been talking about for the last week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have a pre-plan. When you live in a place where you are vulnerable to storms like Ian, or for that matter, any natural disaster, if you're in a place where earthquakes happen or wildfires happen, you better have a pre-plan about how to get out, how to secure your stuff, and how to arrive alive, as it were.
Mm-hmm. Now, we had the Social Security increase came through yesterday. The COLA, we found out it's going to be 8.7% for 2023. That is the highest increase in 40 years. A lot of people are going eureka, but some people are going not enough. We needed more. What's your thought?
Oh, you got to titrate that with inflation. So what did anybody gain?
Kind of broke even.
No, they're not. Yeah, if that, because inflation doesn't necessarily take into account when they boast about the numbers and the management of it, the cost of food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you know, it would have been a wonderful increase in better times when inflation was under control.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, it's just a life preserver, so the people on Social Security aren't sinking.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Joe said that the inflation did so well last month, it's only 2%. Well, only 2%.
Yeah,
I don't know what he's smoking either.
Mm-hmm. For the 30 days before, but what about for the year?
Well, it wasn't even that. It was 8.2%.
Yeah, this guy's twist on what reality is really, really sick.
Yep.
And if this is the script that they're putting in front of him, this party, the Democrats, who are controlled now, they shouldn't be elected dog catcher because they're irresponsible. They don't care about you.
Yep.
And I want to say this again, because you know, been saying it for almost 20 years, well, over 20 years now. The Democrat Party today is not the Democrat Party of yesterday.
Nope. And hold that.
Progressives run this.
Hold that thought. We're going to be right back with more Frank Sawato, too. Don't go anywhere, folks. I shall return.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You know, hardly a week goes by that I don't get a call from Moss Nissan, one of their stores, to go and shake the hand with someone who's come down from somewhere outside the listing area to buy a vehicle. Could be Georgia, could be Ohio, could be New York, could be, could be Nevada, could be Arizona. But Moss Family Automotive and all of their Nissan dealers, as well as their Acura dealership, they get it right. They get it right. It's a family-owned business. Their motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and they work very hard at it. Now, I'll tell you this much. One of the reasons they're so successful is because they have a policy called You Serve, You Save. Now, what that means is that all active-duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, that includes police, EMS, and fire, and all church pastors, too, get a great deal afforded to them on a new or a pre-owned vehicle, whichever it is they're looking to buy. Now, in addition, you get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, which is free oil changes and tire rotations for as long as you have the vehicle. Now, you can check them out online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And remember that they have locations in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. And then, of course, you've got Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Ford Avenue here in Tampa. And the all-new, new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, State Route 50, right there at the Suncoast Expressway, Parkway, right there, just to the east of the exit ramp when you get off coming north. Now, I'll give them a chance to see what they can do for you. If nothing else, stop by and say howdy howdy and tell them the captain sent you and see what happens. It might surprise you. Any one of their locations. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Okay, back to Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. And check out the podcast he has over there or the articles that he writes. How about that?
Hey, I like it.
Well, of course you like it. There's, what's not to like? What's not to like?
That's right. That's right. It helps elevate your blood pressure a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes there's articles that will do that. Now, speaking of elevating your blood pressure, this Florida shooter, the one from the Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School, yesterday he found out his fate. He'd already been convicted of 17 murders, and yesterday he found out that he was going to be getting life in prison. The reason for that is because one of the jurors, and you have to be unanimous when you decide the death penalty in the state of Florida, one of the jurors says, nope, not going to do it. So he winds up getting life in prison, three hots and a cot, as long as he lives. I don't particularly agree with that. I think the kid should have been whatever, but I don't think he should have been allowed to see the light of day.
No, there's a couple points, well, 3 points here, really. One is that we hope that it's life in prison without the possibility of parole. But as we see in many instances, that isn't always the case down the line. A perfect example is Sirhan Sirhan out in California, who was supposed to receive the death penalty. And now they're saber-rattling for him to be paroled.
Right.
So, you know, that sentence doesn't necessarily stick every time. It needs to in this case.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody was deserving of the death penalty, it was this convict. Now we could call him a convict.
Correct.
He certainly deserved the death penalty. So in that respect, I agree with Governor DeSantis when he said that the death penalty should have been applied here.
Mm-hmm.
But this brings up the bigger, just like the shooting in Raleigh, this brings up the bigger picture of what are we doing to both deal with mental illness. And two, instill in our youth the value of life.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, we have traveled down this path courtesy of the progressive movement.
Yep.
Where life is subject to being questioned about its value. And that can't be. I'm not an overly religious person, but I do believe in God. And I do believe in a higher power. And I believe that when the progressives moved us away from understanding that we answer to a higher calling,
mm-hmm.
and a superior being, a superior entity or power or force, however you want to identify it, that we start believing that we ourselves are the Alpha and the Omega.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when life starts to be cheapened. And we've, for two generations, we've been telling people that there are no consequences for actions. No one ever loses. You always win. We condition them to be disgruntled when life doesn't go exactly their way.
Yep.
And it results in actions like this for people who are not completely there in their mind. Mm-hmm. So as much as these are horrible things that these people should receive the harshest penalty possible, there's got to be some blame put on society for not preparing these people correctly for life or divining that there's something wrong with them mentally. We just ignore that, and it's got to stop. We've mm-hmm. got to pivot back to caring for our brother, not running their lives and telling them what to do and being authoritative, but at least caring and having enough benevolence to recognize when something's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Now, yesterday we heard from Joe Biden that inflation was only 2%, when in fact we actually had the CPI come out that showed it at 7.3, and the actual numbers that were out showed it at 8.2. So all of the stuff that's out there was not even close to what we thought it should have been. But in the meantime, let me see here. We got a caller. I'm going to take the caller right now, and then I'll get back to my point. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's the driver, John, from Tampa.
Yes, sir.
I, before I retired from law enforcement a few years ago, I was doing a little study that I never did complete. But one of the things I think we miss on these death penalty cases, the number of people who are killed and other things by people who were sentenced to death and then either commuted, or the people who should have been sentenced to death and just got life or something.
Uh-huh.
Number one, they kill people in jail. Number two, they, as Frank pointed out, they sometimes turn them loose.
Right.
And in a case that they escape, I saw a case in South Carolina when I was there,
mm-hmm.
a guy who had been sentenced to death, got it commuted, and then they turned him loose because he was getting too old to be in jail. He came down and killed four people. So
Jesus.
That's just one of the things I think we should consider when people talk about the death penalty.
I agree. Thank you very much for your call. Good point. Okay.
And this is a, you know, this is a debate that we, or a conversation, not even a debate. It needs to be discussed.
Mm-hmm.
We need to openly and honestly discuss this. We run away from it. Activists on both sides say yes and no, and they just want to dig in their heels.
Mm-hmm.
We need to talk about things like that. Consequences for inaction, consequences for action,
mm-hmm.
and collateral damage. We need to have that conversation so that all of the facts are on the table about that, including the value of life
mm-hmm.
in all respects. So, you know, when we put our heads in the sand about sensitive subjects and just demand that one side is right or one side is wrong, we don't serve society to make it better. And by better, you can imply safer. You know, we have to be brave enough to have the hard conversations. Today, we just want to have it easy so we ignore things. We can't do that.
Mm-hmm. By the way, folks, if you're out there driving, be careful. We have a dense fog advisory right now that's out there, certain parts of the area. Visibility is less than a quarter mile. Some other areas, it's actually less than that. So please be careful when you're out there driving. And remember, leave yourself as much room as you possibly can, because if you can't see, the other person can't see either.
Yeah, and if it's that foggy and you don't have to be someplace, don't go.
That's it.
Don't go. Arrive alive. We said that about something different in the first segment, but arrive alive. It's a great thing to remember before you get behind the wheel.
Yeah, and we're fixing to come up on the break, but before we go on the break, I want to mention that the average price of gasoline across the country today is back at $3.90 a gallon. We're rapidly headed to $4. And, oh, by the way, oh, we're saving money on gasoline because the price of gasoline is down. I wonder who said that. Hold that thought there, Mr. Frank. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. You can't make this stuff up, guys. You can't make this stuff up. We got a moron up as a clown in charge. Got to get this right. We got about 3 weeks. Got to get this right.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least five people were killed, including an off-duty Raleigh, North Carolina police officer. An underage child has been arrested. Officers were working at least four separate crime scenes. Raleigh Mayor Mary Ann Baldwin, Thursday night.
At this time, what we can report is that RPD has confirmed five fatalities. One of them was an off-duty Raleigh police officer.
The mostly partisan January 6th committee voted on Thursday to issue a symbolic subpoena to President Trump to testify. The committee is expected to dissolve at the end of the year, making it largely symbolic. President Trump questioned the committee's timing, saying, why didn't they ask him months ago to testify? The deputy secretary of the Russian Security Council told reporters Thursday that NATO membership for a Ukrainian state would trigger World War III. This as his country continues to bomb Ukrainian residential neighborhoods. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yep, please do. And oh, by the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com, brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Now, that would be the father and son team, Pete and Seth Talbot. And they've been on a mission for a number of years. I've been taking their product for over 8 years, and I take it because it works. It's that simple. And if you want to find out what I know, you can go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Check out the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. It's been that price for 8 years. And it's less than a dollar a day to see if they can get you out of pain. It's all drug-free, too, by the way. No drugs in this baby. 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try. See if it won't work for you like it's worked for me and many others listening. Okay, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
If I said yolk, and I said yak, and I said aok, which one would have more meaning?
Well, disturbingly so, it would be the latter.
Well, yesterday, after getting shouted down at her own town hall, proving her time as the left sweetheart is now finished. They went after her. Her own people went after her yesterday.
It's over, okay? I urge people to go onto YouTube and listen to this confrontation because she got her lunch handed to her.
Yep.
And this was by her own constituents. They were, a few of them were calling her coward.
Yep.
They were calling her part of the machine, the establishment.
Mm-hmm.
They said that she completely betrayed them, and rightfully so. But this is what happens when you have a shadow set of people, power brokers, install people into elected office, manufacture, package, market, and sell someone who's really just a puppet for that shadow group of power brokers, and who's always going to be beholden to the political machine that runs them. This is what happens. The squad, each one of them,
yep,
was manufactured, packaged, and installed.
Yep.
They don't represent their constituents.
No.
And this is why people need with a all capital letters, bold italics, underlined, shadowed, every accent you could get. You need to research the people who are running for office. Make sure they're not manufactured like AOC. As soon as she got elected, the people who ran her campaign came out of the woodwork and said, well, we put out a cattle call for someone to run for office, and, well, she fit all the requirements for being able to sell what we wanted to sell, and she won. Mm-hmm. Well, that means that the people in her district were duped.
Yep.
You know, so they should be ticked, and rightfully so. You've got this group of people in the Democrat Party, and I was starting to say this before the first break, who are not Democrats. They're not Democrats. Progressives are not Democrats.
Nope.
They are progressives.
Mm-hmm.
A true Democrat right now, like John F. Kennedy, his party wouldn't have him.
No.
He'd have to either be an independent or he'd be a centrist Republican.
Yep.
That's one of the reasons Tulsi Gabbard left the Democrat Party. And, boy, you want to hear a declaration of war against the political party?
Yep.
Listen to her resignation speech on her podcast from the Democrat Party. Her indictment is spot on.
It is. It really is.
And the fact that she urged her fellow Democrats to leave the party.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard a lot of people who used to be Democrats condemn the party for what it is,
mm-hmm.
but she put out a call to action. So that shot over the bow, that's going to leave a mark.
Yep. You're right. All right. We got a caller here. Let's see what's going on. So good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call, sir.
It's Eric in East Tennessee.
Here comes trouble. Here comes trouble. Look out, y'all. Hey, real quick, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas shooting in Parkland, 2017. And you got this kid.
Yeah, don't mention his name. We're not mentioning the kid's name.
Roger, I understood. Yeah, that goes without saying. Here's the thing. I can understand everybody's, anger or duress at the one juror. Okay, I understand that. But this is a case that was well in the makings back during the Obama administration when they wanted to change the pipeline to prison activity. So there's number one. This kid was flying, committing issues and known to law enforcement in the AO down there for quite a number of years. The FBI was even notified about his actions and did nothing.
Yep.
The sheriff's department, if I'm not mistaken, I can't remember the sheriff's name. Didn't Governor DeSantis
Israel.
Leave the sheriff?
Yeah. He was removed.
Yeah, he was removed.
Okay.
He was removed.
You see how this nexus of this kid coming up to do this shooting. There is plenty of anger to go around, and I think that in particular many people, and I followed it from when I lived down there, it was local news, so to speak, unfortunately, down there going on. So I think everybody's anger. I understand the anger about this kid not getting what we think should be justice or whatever. But there is plenty of fault that should go around that even led up to the engagement, the kid loading the magazine in the stairwell to start this whole incident. You know, that's, I think,
I understand about this recidivism. You had a former officer just on earlier, previously, addressing the issue about recidivism within prison. If they kill once, they're going to kill again. I'm curious to find out the metrics on that regarding this kid did not commit any previous violent incidents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was all just petty stuff. And I think I understand. I can sympathize with people. But here's the thing. The people's anger, in my opinion, should be directed at the system that has been that was installed in order to facilitate an incident occurring like that. Because I think
all right, wrap it up so that Frank can answer.
Yeah, Roger that. I just think that there's plenty of blame to go around. I think the blame du jour should go further back in time. And thanks for the additional call.
Thank you very much, Eric. Okay, Frank, it's yours.
Yeah, I think we covered that. We have to have the conversation about everything involving this.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're running away from it because people want to politicize problems like this.
Yep.
Well, not everything in the world needs to be politicized.
Nope.
It really doesn't. And today, every single aspect of our lives, whether it's sports, whether it's education, whether it's food, health, it doesn't matter what the subject is, it's politicized.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the elected class needs to, we need to dial them back for them because they won't.
Mm-hmm.
They see opportunities to sensationalize things, to emotionalize things in order to create the opportunistic moment where they can cobble together enough votes to get power. They don't need to touch every aspect of our life.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to have a debate on everything. We can have a conversation and discussion about hard issues without needing to have a left or right spectrum involved.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of one of the major reasons we have such a divide in this country is because these jackasses have politicized everything.
Yeah. Yep. You're right. You're absolutely right. And as always, we'd like to leave you room because undergroundusa.com is your website. You got a great podcast over there. We got about 30 seconds before the music starts, so go ahead and tell us about it.
Well, you know, it's a labor of need, really. It's a rational discussion that points out the facts on certain issues. It goes a little bit deeper than just the headlines. We've fallen into a time where people read the headlines and they believe they know the whole story. I'm here to tell you that's not the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start examining these headlines beyond just the tagline, a lot of times the powers that be don't want you to know what's the minutia of an issue.
That's right.
So that's why we went underground, because we knew this moment in time was coming. But you can come underground too and learn and be knowledgeable and be part of the solution rather than part of the problem.
I've been underground, but I got to peek up and down and see what's going on above ground every now and then.
Punxsutawney Matt.
All right, we'll talk to you on Monday, my friend.
Stay well, my friend.
All right, Frank Salato, undergroundusa.com. Undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check it out. You'll be glad you did. Great, 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 great website. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy.
GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, and before I get to Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, I got to tell everybody that this portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota, Florida. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs in the Sarasota area and up here on this side of Tampa Bay. They don't go all the way around Tampa Bay, but they do have shades will travel. How's that? Now, you can give them a call at 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service, or just come on by and stop by the store. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Once again, the phone number, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Patrick Hyland, Sports Zone quarterback, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Sports Zone quarterback, sir. Hello.
Good morning, Captain. How are you, sir?
Busy day.
I know what you're saying, man. It's going to be a busy day.
We've been getting calls from every freaking place, everywhere.
That's great, man. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good Friday to everybody. Everybody have a good weekend. Be safe out there. And great college football, Captain. You know, we have, this is unbelievable to me, we have 13 teams, okay, undefeated, okay, in college football. That's going to change over the weekend.
Wow.
Syracuse will be playing NC State, Captain. Syracuse is 5-0, ranked 18th. NC State's 5-1. If they can win that game, should bowl them into the top 15, possibly the top 10. So our friends up there in the north that are Syracuse Orangemen fans, God bless them. So,
well, there's a couple down here.
You betcha, Captain. All around. And Georgia,
I used to hang out in the Daily Orange along with Chris Markowski.
There you go. Alabama and Tennessee tomorrow, Captain. That's the biggie. Okay? Both undefeated. First time in a long time these two teams are going to meet that are undefeated. Okay? So that's going to be a lot of fun to watch that game, to say the least. It's just really exciting. College football. A lot of good college football this year. A lot of teams winning games like they're supposed to. So that's what it's all about. The Yankee game last night, Captain, was postponed, so they'll play that today. The Astros won over Seattle, so they're up 2-0 in that series. So that's what's going on there. Last night in college football, UCF Knights beat Temple 70-13. Man, they played on them.
70-13?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're starting to really play some ball up there in Central Florida right now. So hopefully they'll continue and keep it going. That's what it's all about. NFL news, Deshaun Watson, Captain, another lawsuit comes out. I mean, this guy keeps getting lawsuits left and right. You know, he finally was able to get back into the facility to work out with the team because he'll be able to get back in about 5 weeks if everything plays out right up there in good old Cleveland. So that's what's happening up in that neck of the woods. Daniel Snyder is talking about, you know, working things out with the commissioner, Goodell. So we'll see what transpires there. I'm curious about the NFL football this weekend, Captain. You know, what teams are going to come out and play and what teams are not. A lot going on in that realm with just the different things coming up. Last night, example, Bears came up short against the Washington, Commanders. They won 12-7, the Commanders. And the Bears should have won that game, but when you only put 7 points on the board, Captain, that's not going to get the job done.
No.
What's your thoughts about these Thursday night football games? You know, obviously, you know, the last few have been really dull and boring. The guys, you know, it's tough to come from playing on Sunday and then play Thursday. What's your thoughts, sir?
I don't really have any because I'm going to take this caller. Good morning, Bagham and Bob. What's your question?
Thanks, sir, Kevin. I was wondering, have he seen the kid from France is supposed to be the number one prospect next year in the NBA called Victor Wembanyama? Is a combination of Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. An incredible kid to watch. All right, that's it, Captain.
Do you know anything about him, Patrick?
Yeah, no, that kid's going to be something special. He is going to be a lot of foreign guys are coming over to play in the NBA. They're just great all-around athletes, and that guy has all the balance. Yeah, whoever drafts him is going to be very well off. And, I think they're fitting him here real well. I'd like to see the Orlando Magic try to get a hold of him, but we'll see what happens there.
How about the Heat? How about the Miami Heat?
Yeah. They got a lot of salary cap issues, so we'll see what happens there. And their draft pick's not going to be high enough, I believe, to get that gentleman. So that's what will happen there. NFL football, talking about that, getting back to that. You know, they were talking about the roughing quarterback penalties. Brees says, look, I miss those refs miss calls. That's part of the game. Yeah, there's some truth to that. So I will defer to that to make sense. Aaron Rodgers says some will be fine by Sunday. So, and then Dak Prescott, hopefully his surgery on his thumb will be all squared away here in a few weeks.
Speaking of which, Tom Brady's been shaking his hand a lot lately on the field. You notice that?
Oh, yeah. Just getting shaken up. He's hit a few helmets, too. He's been pressured this year more than he's been in the past. So that's also made it tough. The Bucs go up to Pittsburgh. So we'll see what they do up in the Berg.
They better bring your A game.
Yeah. Pittsburgh, you know, if their defense plays and their offense starts clicking, it could be something. But, boy, they've been really rough on offense, Captain, to say the least. So, well, folks, just want to let you know Medicare season starts tomorrow, October 15th. If you'd like someone to take a look at your Medicare options, I'm the guy for that. Please feel free to call me, 813-966-1052. Easy number, 813-966-1052. I can save you money on your prescriptions and the Medicare premiums. So please feel free to give me a call. Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. Everybody have a great weekend. Captain, see you Sunday, sir.
Yep, we'll catch you Sunday at 11 a.m. on my flagship station with the Sports Zone. How about that? Now, he's also got a podcast. You can go over to his page, The Sports Zone, on Facebook. By the way, the Battleground Talkers Tour coming to town on Sunday. They'll be here over at the Brian Glazer Family Jewish Community Center, 522 North Howard Avenue in Tampa. And it's sponsored by Wired Differently and Corona Cigars. Now, come on by. You can buy tickets there. You can also get free general admission tickets there. Won't cost you anything to sit in the general admission seats. But if you want to buy tickets, there'll be some there for you to sit in the preferred seating. So there you go. You just won't be able to sit up on top of the stage because that's where the VIP seats are. And unless you've already got a ticket through the website, that's not going to happen. Now, I will tell you that we're going to have Mike Gallagher, Brandon Tatum, Sebastian Gorka. There'll also be a special appearance made by Todd Saylor of Wired Differently, which is one of the sponsors for the event. I'll be up on stage along with Bill Bunkley doing what we normally do before the event starts with the Pledge of Allegiance and the different things that we do. And then I'm going to have General William Lennox with me from the Herald Smile group. You heard him on the radio the other morning with me. He'll be up there. And they'll have a table there. You'll be able to see some distributors or some exhibits there. Sorry, distributors. Exhibits there with some of the sponsors we have here on the station. And you veterans that are coming, I want you to pay particular attention to the Heroes Mile table and the people that are there and what they do. And I'll have Annie with me, Annie Oakland, who is our yoga expert. She'll be there, too, right around the area of the table with Heroes Mile. So looking forward to all that and looking forward to seeing you. And shaking hands with you, taking pictures, whatever it is. We're going to have a good time. I guarantee you that much. And I will tell you that this Friday morning has come to an end. A lot of calls today from around the countryside. Happy to get them. A lot of new callers on the show, too. New affiliates, as you know. I'll be back tonight with a weekend edition. God bless America. Have a great day. Stay low and stay out of trouble. See ya.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.